Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, here we go. Tuesday morning, August 9th in the year of our Lord, 2022. 70% chance for showers a day. Next day or two is supposed to be rainier than usual. Then we go back to our regular rainy schedule where it rains almost every day at different times. And before you know it, it'll be the end of August and then the end of September, hopefully a quiet hurricane season. And then before you know it, it'll be the middle of November and we'll get our first shot of cool weather. Peter Scharf joins us, our friend, adjunct professor, criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, to take a deep dive into crime in the New Orleans area as we do every Tuesday morning. How you doing, Peter?
Until I read the paper, I was doing fine. That poor lady got raped in the Quarter, and it reminded me of what happened in New York when I was a kid with the Kitty Genovese case, where, again, someone was assaulted and no one came. In this case, it was the police.
Yeah, for people that don't know, Peter, and have not seen the story yet, why don't you give us a little background on that?
Well, apparently there was a gal who was sexually assaulted, and the allegation, again, it's an allegation, they have to investigate it, was that there was a police officer there, saw what was happening, but nobody came. And again, this is in the context of this debate over the consent decree. It's like about the worst thing that could happen in terms of the mayor's request to end the consent decree. You don't have an officer sit there watch while somebody is being sexually assaulted.
Well, I don't know if he saw it or the officer saw it, but they didn't respond, just to be fair, right? And let me bring up something else, Peter, here. The mayor said that the media was criticizing the police. Well, first of all, I've never criticized any NOPD officer. I've criticized the way the department is run and the response because of manpower, but I think she's trying to change the narrative to put it on somebody else. And also, as it relates to this case, well, if the officer didn't respond, I would think criticism would be just, right? Unless there was a damn good reason why an officer couldn't respond to a report of a rape that's happening a block away.
Right. And again, in terms of the mayor's request last week, which I want to talk to you about, to end the consent decree, it is like a nightmare scenario for that issue. Now, on balance, I'm going to argue this morning that we need to move forward. But again, exactly how and what constraints do we put on the enforcement of integrity in the absence of the external force of the consent decree monitor? That's the issue for the city right now. Are we ready to go, without external support from the consent decree?
You've been studying this a long time in terms of criminology. Can you really, other than if you're undercover on some, and which is not, this is a marked unit, can you think of any reason why a police officer would not respond to a citizen complaining of a rape that was going on actively right then at that time? A block away, why there would be any reason for a police officer not to respond to that?
Well, they're not many.
Can you think of one?
Not really. Mm-hmm. And it really raises the issue of where NLPD is at. And we're getting very conflicting messages. You know, we had the DUI in my neighborhood in the Warehouse District last week. and the delay in reporting that to everyone, the public. And we have the Advocate article by John Sinman where he talked about the toxic environment within NLPD. And then you have the new work schedules and the soaring murder rate. We've had 5 murders since we spoke last in 178 for the year. That's terrible. So what is going on? How do we get better? But again, the issue is still on the table. Is NOPD ready to move beyond the consent decree? And I actually think we have to go beyond it. But the question is how and what should we demand of the police department in the city in terms of internal ability to monitor integrity, like this incident in here, that would be required to do that.
Let me take a break. We can pick it up when we come back. For those that missed this story, a police officer shows up, allegedly, I guess I'll throw in there, drunk, on duty, mind you, shows up for work drunk, gets in his unit, drives drunk, crashes into several vehicles, and this is what Sean Ferguson had to say, and I don't think now is the time to play coy. This is what he had to say.
Unless you ask us, we don't just run and tell you. I mean, we don't have to report everything out like that. We're not required to do that, but nevertheless, it's not anything that we're hiding either. It's just that it's just something that happened, and now we're telling you about it.
See, a police
Unless
officer.
You ask us, we don't just run and tell you.
Yeah, you see, a police officer showing up drunk and crashing the unit into other vehicles. I think that's something that is the chief common sense would tell you is noteworthy, and you could hear the chuckle in his voice there, and I don't think the people in New Orleans think it's funny. I don't think the officers that are doing the right thing think it's funny at all. And I don't know if that was one of the officers that, for whatever reason, was, part of the clique that we hear so much about in NOPD and how outsiders of the clique have so many problems with PIB, et cetera. That's all speculation on my part. We'll take a break when we come back. Peter, we're going to drill down on this consent decree because, you know, it's like the equivalent of blame him. That's who it is. Blame him. We'll take a break. Come back. 6:22. Time for traffic now on WWL. Tommy Tucker, WWL 6:26. Talking to Peter Scharf, Dr. Peter Scharf, adjunct professor, criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, about NOPD. And somebody texted in about the officer that just sat there and didn't respond to the. And the story's in NOLA.com. Didn't respond to the. I don't know if it was a male or female officer. Didn't respond to the. Witness who came up and said somebody's being raped around the block and even called 911. And I would presume some of this is captured on the 911 call. But this is what the chief had to say about the officer that was driving drunk and they didn't reveal it right away.
Unless you ask us, we don't just run and tell you.
Well, we're
Unless
asking,
you
chief,
ask us, we don't just run and tell you.
We're asking, who was this officer that sat there and apparently I would think that's dereliction of duty, and this goes back to the mayor playing her games with criticize the police department, and I guess she's going to say this is the media criticizing the police department, but if a witness tells a police officer in a marked unit there's a guy raping an unconscious woman in plain view on a street corner a block away, and for the next 3 minutes the officer doesn't move and never does move until they dispatch other officers, I think the chief has some explaining to do. Now, let's get on with the consent decree, Peter. It's
sure.
Easy. The mayor says, you know, seemingly everything's going to be better after this consent decree is gone. The police are going to be under heavy scrutiny after the consent decree technically is gone, and they're still going to have to do the things that are called for in the decree, are they not?
Right. And the question is, How can in a rapid period of time NOPD develop the management capacity to do it without training wheels, without the consent decree? How do they develop policies, supervision techniques, training to insulate them from this type of insulate the public and the city and victims from this kind of incident? And it's a heavy burden on Sean and the police department. And I think what people are asking, and Jonathan Aroney is the police monitor, who's very good, and he's weighing these issues, you know, the risks versus the necessity to move on from the consent decree. I actually am of two minds. I think it's a balance issue. Does the consent decree, is it an incentive for depolicing, for not being aggressive on calls because you're worried about PIB or the monitors? The answer is yes. Do we need a very coherent process from the city to assure high levels of integrity in the absence of the consent decree, in the absence of, and it's been going on for 10 years? The answer is yes.
Now, wait. Now let me pick it up here. We come back, Peter, because Michael Glasser, Captain Michael Glasser, I understand he is a union representative. He tells us a story. He says it's public record. Look it up. Of Public Integrity Bureau officers lying, specifically in a case after the George Floyd killing, that the victim or the person that did not even institute the complaint apologized to the officer for going back to his car, and that the Public Integrity Bureau guy made up a story about the victim saying, "Get your foot off of my neck, I can't breathe," and that never happened. So I don't know what that's got to do with the consent decree as it relates to internal policies of NOPD. We'll compare and contrast when we come back. If y'all have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. Right now it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. Tommy Tucker, WWL, 6:45, quarter till 7. Quickly back with Peter Scharf, adjunct professor, criminologist, LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. Peter, the consent decree, I guess the question I have is, this is how the federal government came in and said the police department had to be run. So if it goes away, that doesn't mean you go back to what you were doing before the consent decree. It means you keep doing what's in the decree, or am I wrong there?
Well, that's the big issue. That's the issue of the day, Tommy. That's a great question. You know, the key question is, would the people, obviously, after the DUI incident and the incident in the corner last night, are very wary of NOPD. Let's be real, okay? So the issue is, does NOPD have the internal capacity to monitor itself? So you're monitoring, you know, whoever it is, you're monitoring your friends, your peers, your people in your chain of command. And sort of, how does that happen? And that's, I bet, what Jonathan Aroney, the police monitor in D.C., is trying to weigh, is without training wheels, without the consent decree, can this bike go forward and clean itself up? Because I think you can't have too many incidents like this. The problem with the Kenny DeGeneres...
Wait, incidents like what? Like the deal in the paper
like
today?
Like last night. Okay. Like not responding to a rape okay. in progress. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, those perceptions can linger. The Kenny DeGeneres issue, which I'm the only one alive who remembers probably, you know, where, again, neighbors listened... led to an era of very arduous reform, the Knapp Commission, the Serpico era. It took them years to recover from that and other incidents. So, you know, how do you stop that, those kind of incidents from happening? And also, how do you really convince the public that the city's for real, that they really can clean it up on their own? There was an irony to the mayor's, all respect to the mayor's press conference. You know, here you have these horrendous incidents occurring, this devastating report in The Advocate by John Zimmerman, you know, saying it's toxic culture, and you're at the same time you're asking for dispensation from the consent decree, you know. And it's not like things are going so well that ought to happen. You know, again, 178 murders in the beginning of August. So, you know, it was a very ironic, at least, press conference. And, you know, I think right now everybody has to assure the police chief, Sean, mayor, all the people involved have to convince people that they can do this on their own, that they have the procedures and policies in place to do with the consent decree.
But let me jump in, Peter, because our time is limited,
sure,
as it always is. I think it's a false comparison. I think that was the biggest load of crap that I've seen in a while, the mayor with a press conference, and I have a couple of thoughts on that, and I've shared them with the audience. I think that she's trying to change the narrative and ignore what Captain Glasser has to say about PIB making up things about cronyism and nepotism that goes on in the department. So she's trying to change the conversation to make it all about the consent decree, and I'm not sure that it is. I know we've already used the phrase consent decree on steroids, that PIB is just going crazy with it. So you don't have to make the consent decree go away to get them to stop acting as if they're on steroids, if that analogy holds forth. And finally, I think, and I use the example of if Tim comes in every day and I hit him in the head with a hammer and he goes to HR and nothing happens, that eventually the narrative changes and the problem is here's that Tim complaining again, when in actuality, nothing was done about the problem that existed. And I think her long-term strategy here is to get the public to think, oh, here's NOPD whining again, when in fact, she or Sean Ferguson, neither one has addressed the real problems that are in the department as revealed by the exit surveys. Jump in where you feel. And then, given that, can you really blame recruitment and retention on the consent decree? Go ahead.
No. You're right. We're being distracted. We got a couple of problems that are evident, and I think the city and the police department have to address them. One, we have 178 murders in the first weeks of August and in 2022. That is the highest in the United States. You know, the consent decree didn't cause the murders. The second, as you say, we're having mounting evidence of return to questionable ethical conduct by street officers. You know, this morning being the egregious example. And to say that the consent decree caused that is just misleading. I'm sorry. Now, at the end of the day, do we keep the consent decree forever? Again, checking paragraphs, that's the way it works. We had 490 paragraph issues of concern. We're down to two, race-based policing and stop and frisk. Now, can we really argue with all that's wrong that the consent decree is the best remedy? I think we got to just take responsibility ourselves and say we have some real two huge humongous problems, murder and what Zimmerman in an advocate article called a toxic culture, factions, feuding. Those kind of things, and they go together, and we've got to fix them. Do we have the internal resources and probably character to fix what's wrong on our own? That's the question. I hope Jonathan Aroney is thinking about, and the city is thinking about. I get a bunch of letters, and one of them said, "You can't trust them." So how does
you can't trust whom?
The police. And unless you restore that trust, and it's got to be done ultimately, I agree with you, internally, we're going to be in a consent decree forever. 10 years is a long time for a consent decree. I think the average is about 6 years. You have a medicine that doesn't work. Do you keep giving the patient the same medicine? Something needs to change. We're in serious trouble. But the consent decree continuing after the 2 year sustainment period may not be the answer.
Got to leave it there, Peter. Thank you. I appreciate your time. Dr. Peter Scharf, adjunct professor, criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. So the DA, Jason Williams, says you need to come forward if you're a victim of a crime. You need to report it to the police. Well, it's kind of hard to have the community trust the police when the police don't trust the police in terms of the Public Integrity Bureau. It is a mess, and the mayor or the police chief, neither one, is doing anything to fix it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.